Blake, go with the theme song.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
And welcome to the Jesus Juked podcast for the day of March 16th, 2025. Fellas, how are we doing this morning?
Good.
Could be better, very good.
Good.
Could be better.
Yeah.
Freaking Jeffrey.
Dang car.
So never.
Oh, yeah. Tell him about your car.
Oh, yeah. Monday morning on the way to work last week.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing 40 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing
Macho Man.
Wow. Oh, man.
Hey, can you get on your story?
Kool-Aid Man.
The one time Jeffrey has a story.
It's every time I have a story. Anyways, doing 40 miles
every
an
one
hour down a side road. I pop a hill and there's three deer crossing the road. And I hit one dead on, then I hit the butt end of one on the left side of my car.
So,
and it put a couple cracks in the bumper.
You hate animals or something? What were the deer doing?
Yeah, I'm reporting you to PETA.
No, I love deer. I love killing them, so it was just made sense.
And we're flagged.
Well, there goes our vegan.
Go ahead.
The vegan audience just clicked out.
The vegan audience just left the chat.
But all three deer did walk away. One fell to the floor.
I shot a deer and it walked away. It's all right in the buttocks.
That's why I go hunting
alone. Well, it sounds like you're a bad shot.
Well, I was freehanding it, too.
What does that mean?
It means my buddy...
Like, going sideways?
No, my buddy went hunting with my rifle. The same spot that we always go. I get a call. It was on Sunday after church. Hey, I shot a buck. It's like, okay, cool.
Are you kidding me, guys?
That's fine. You can't even tell.
That's fair.
Anyways,
he had one job, Blake.
He goes...
I did everything else. I don't know what you want from me.
Buddy calls me and he goes, can you come help me find this buck? And I said, yes.
Find it.
You have to when you shoot it. They don't. Sometimes they drop, but most of the time they run.
That's if you hit it in the right spot, it'll drop.
If you're a good shot, it'll die instantly. But Devin's not a good shot.
I didn't shoot it once.
It was my very.
I was here. Anyways, Blake, shut up. I don't like you.
Has Blake ever been hunting though?
No.
I'm curious.
Well,
I hunted for my food in Africa.
What, grocery stores? Convenience stores?
McDonald's? You drove 12 hours.
No, there was no McDonald's.
Finish my story. So I pull into the driveway. I pull into the driveway, and I see a bunch of does. But one sticks out the most because he's broadside.
She's
broadside. So my buddy has my rifle. So I went and grabbed my buddy's rifle out of his truck, which was right in front of me, and I just had nothing to stabilize anything, and I shot, dropped her. She fell. I think she would have sat there and died had I not walked up to her, but I rounded the corner and saw her, and she was, like, doing the whole thing. Yeah, and she got up and never to be found again.
Oh, you didn't find her?
No.
Oh.
Found the buck, though. That's cool.
So when you get the deer, do you gut right where you're at, or do you, like, take it back home?
No, we field dress it.
Gotcha.
I don't know what that means.
I got it.
Betting it where it's dropped.
I got it right where it drops. Plus, yeah, it's easier.
Hunting in Burkina, huh?
Nah, I can't say I have. I was joking. We could
what
we can tell you've never gone hungry.
What animals do they hunt out there? Do you know?
Probably polar bears.
That's illegal.
His name is Blake.
Oh, yeah.
Why, sorry, Blake.
And he has feelings. No, he doesn't. Yes, I do. What?
Blake's girlfriend, that one.
Is hunger a feeling?
It's a feeling right now. I'm pretty hungry right now. I won't lie to you.
There's donuts out there.
Let's take a 5-minute break.
And we're back. So in case you missed our last episode, the Jesus Chick podcast is the intersection between irreverent and sermon.
Irreverent.
What does that mean for those in the audience and Jeff, too, that don't know what that word means?
Truth.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff. Yeah. It means we're silly. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
We're silly.
Yeah, you see.
That's all like it was one word. Like, we're silly.
Yeah.
We are silly. We're a podcast that talks about Christian stuff, and yes, we talk about Jesus, but we're not quite a devotional podcast.
No, not quite.
We're not perfect.
Devotional.
We've got lots on the docket today, lots of stories, lots of interesting, crazy things to talk about. But Blake, why don't you kick us off? I've been waiting for this story all day.
Oh, that story.
Monkey Mountain.
Okay.
Monkey Mountain? Monkey
so, Mountain. For those of you who don't know, my mom and dad were missionaries to West Africa, and so we lived in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso.
Ouagadougou.
Ouagadougou.
Say that through your chest.
Ouagadougou. Anyway, that's like the capital city, so we lived there, and we were there for, 12 years, basically, like 11 and a half, and then on field, and then we came back for furlough for 3 years, but... I remember, I think I was in middle school. I think it was like eighth grade, maybe seventh grade. And we had like this, I don't know, you could call it like a camp. You could call it like a retreat. And so it's just like a boys' retreat. And we went up to, I think it was the south side of the city. We drove like an hour and we got to this place called Monkey Mountain. And so there was like a trail that you could climb up. So we kind of like drove around, got to the spot where we needed to park, grabbed all of our stuff. And it was just like a bunch of missionary kids. Like, I mean, a lot of these kids I went to school with at our co-op that we had, and it was like three, I don't know what you'd call them, like leaders, chaperone, whatever you want to call them. And me and my buddy Hezekiah, we were psyched. We were so excited for this weekend, and I was a little nervous because I was a bigger guy, and I was like, oh, it's a lot of walking, it's a lot of hiking, you know, am I going to be able to make it up this mountain? We made it all the way to the top.
So we've always been circled.
Yes.
Oh. I thought maybe at one point you...
Well, I mean...
Hey, we got knocked on for making fun of Blake too much last week.
Yeah.
By who?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I think it does. Lots of people.
Lots of people knocked on us? Mm-hmm. Everyone makes fun of Blake.
So, Hezekiah in Ouagadougou.
Close. Hezekiah and Ouagadougou. So we make it up, and it was like, I think it was like a 2-hour hike or something like that. So we had our sleeping bags, we had our bags. And so we made it all the way up to the top. And we did this late afternoon. So by the time we got up to the top, the sun was kind of setting and we made camp. So we started like a fire. We talked about stories in the Bible. And the whole point of it was just to show us missionary kids how to be men. Because as a missionary kid, you just don't always get the same opportunities that other kids do. And so it was just a unique opportunity for these guys to say, hey, this is what it means to be a man. These are things that men need to know how to do. But above all, they were teaching us how to be spiritual leaders and spiritual men. Mm. And so we just kind of walked through the Bible, walked through some stories, you know, kind of like the life of David and just some of these Old Testament patriarchs and stories. And then as we're going to bed, that's when the fun began, right? So the leaders are off to bed. And me and my buddy Hezekiah and some of my other friends were just sitting there, and there was like a bunch of floating rocks.
What does that mean?
Laughing about. So like.
Like in the air?
No. But.
No.
On water?
No, it's like, I don't know, like it was just isolated rocks. And so it was like 6 feet high, and then around you were like, you know, the dry grass. It was just floating rocks like staggered across the mountain.
Please tell me you're just as confused as I am.
Pretty much it was at a temple.
Where did you get the temple?
Dude, can you just say you're at a temple?
No.
So you got floating rocks.
So like, yeah, we're hopping from rock to rock and
so
we're
wait,
just
were these
having
rocks
fun
on the ground, or were they floating?
Like, I mean, they were just like really tall rocks.
Are they just rocks?
Yeah,
that are on the ground.
Yeah.
So why floating?
Would you call a mountain floating?
Yes. Floating rocks. What's the best way to describe it?
No, just say rock.
Just say rocks.
Large rock I was on.
Large rock I climbed.
Okay, we're climbing rocks.
Floating rocks.
Climbing floating rocks.
Big Hogwarts. Rocks. Big floating rocks.
Hogwarts.
Harry Potter has nothing to do with this.
I don't know. Wagga wagga doo goo.
So anyways, we're chilling out. We're hanging out. We're like playing games. You know, we're wrestling, having fun, whatnot. And then I just remember Hezekiah slips off. And I'm just sitting there, and like I'm like trying to figure out where this dude Hezekiah is at. And I'm just hanging out. We're talking. We're having a good time. And I just look to the corner of my eye. I see this dude in the distance. One of my buddies brought a survival kit. And in it had like flares. They were really just like really thick matches. They were not flares. And this dude Hezekiah is lighting him and staring into the fire for hours. Hours. And then when he's done, he blows it out. The tip is still flaming red hot. throws it in the dry grass.
Flaming. He blew it out, so it's just red hot.
It's red hot. And he throws it in the dry grass. And I'm just sitting here thinking, this is going to be a disaster.
What was wrong with Hezekiah?
Hezekiah was...
Did he bump his head?
Parents dropped when he was a kid?
No, Hezekiah was a great guy, but he's a pyromaniac. He loved fire. That's all I can say. That's
genius. Who gave him a match?
He found it. Nobody gave it to that man. And we go to bed, and surprisingly, we made it through the night, and we didn't burn. Because I really thought that there was going to be a fire that started.
Didn't think, I'm going to go step on all these mini flares.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was a pile. I mean, a huge pile of them. And so the next morning, he slips off again. We're all having breakfast.
Oh, when you said slip off, I thought you meant he fell off of the rock.
Yeah,
I was like, how does, like, did the other kid use a survival kit to, like, wrap a tourniquet?
No,
like did he splint a broken bone?
He left the group and went his own way.
I thought he fell off the rock. Oh, and yeah. That's why I was laughing.
I was like, why are you guys laughing? No, like he just slipped off.
Just hopping on a floating rock and fell off.
Yeah, this is what you said. Yeah, we're on big floating rocks in Ouagadougou and Hezekiah slipped off.
I thought the end of Hezekiah.
Yeah, I thought he died.
Yeah.
Nope, he's still alive. But anyways, he goes off.
Oh, okay.
Again in the morning, and we're making breakfast, and we had like our little fire, but I noticed, man, it's getting really hot. I'm like, what's going on? I look back behind me. So when I say floating rocks, like the rocks are like 6 feet tall, and there'd be like a rock here, a rock there. Like they were all really tight together, but in between the spaces between each rock, there was like just a bunch of dry grass, and so it was like 6 feet worth of dry grass. And so he was throwing matches into the dry grass, and then I just remember looking back and feeling like my back get really warm, and this is like 6 in the morning, so it's still somewhat cool. Like it was getting hot, but it's still somewhat cool.
Is it light or dark out yet?
It's light. It's light out. So the sun's starting to be down on your back, but like it wasn't really like that hot yet. But like I just noticed, like I'm like starting to sweat. So I kind of back away from the fire, and then I look behind me, and there's a roaring fire, and I see Hezekiah doing this number. It just standing there staring at the fire. And that he had started the fire on our exit path. So the same way that we came up was the same way that we were going to go down, because the other side of the mountain was super steep and had a ton of thorns in it. And so we were going to avoid that path because it's not like a lot of people have like slipped and broken legs, and like it was just like dangerous. And so I just remember Hezekiah comes running back to his dad. His dad was one of the leaders, and just says, "Dad, I screwed up." And then Mr. Shad just kind of like looks around the corner and just sees this fire. I mean, like marching its way toward us. And we had to pull all the dry grass away from our campsite. We had to like pour water on like everything around us because we didn't want the fire to like surround us. We barely made it out. We tried once the fire died down to like go where it had originally been lit. I actually like burned my shoe because I was stepping on the rock and it was like really hot. So my whole shoe, my tennis shoe, just burned down to nothing. So like my shoe's ruined. And that was when we realized, okay, we can't go down this way because it's too hot. And the fire was continuing on down the mountain as well. And we couldn't stop it. So we had to go the steep way. So we go all the way back down this way. A couple of us, like, I actually kind of, like, fell and, like, got caught by, like, a thorn bush. And, like, I got all scraped up. One kid, like, sprained his ankle real bad. Like, we got, like, pretty hurt because it was just the dangerous path. We made it all the way back down, circled all the way around, got to the car. And as we're driving away, you can just see ash. Just the whole mountaintop is black.
Wow.
From the fire. The fire had spread to everything. There were trees that were on fire. Like, it was... But, I mean, it's sub-Saharan.
This is wild.
Yeah, but it's sub-Saharan, so the fire wasn't going to spread because there's not enough around it. But there was enough dry shrubbery and trees and whatnot around on the mountaintop. So I just remember we were walking away, and the whole mountain is just covered in ash and black.
Dang.
So that's the story of Monkey Mountain and how I survived.
Our camp is pretty tame compared to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty freaking hot.
You only had one day of it.
That was a very hot day.
But best day of camp.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
True.
Welcome.
Dude, it was crazy. Like, I think the kids were kind of getting, like, not sick of it, but just like, all right, last full day, you know, let's rein it in. But then they see Dev come up, and you played basketball with him for, like, 8 hours.
No.
And you were the boys' cabin favorite that night.
Till it was bedtime.
We had to pull some strings to get you in there.
Yeah.
That was not fun. But thankfully, our camp's pretty cool. And they were nice about it.
Camp Cylone, sponsor us.
So I asked you guys if you've ever heard of a snake handling church.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Have you guys ever heard of a snake handling church?
No. Yeah. No.
Our story today takes place in Kentucky.
That's where I'm from.
KFC.
That's a fast food chain restaurant, Jeff. Gosh.
So there's this church, air quotes, in Kentucky. I forget where. It's pretty small. The church is maybe 40 people, so it's a small town too. But there's this pastor of the church. He was like second or third generation pastor at this church. Had a National Geographic like reality TV show based after him. It was called like Snake Salvation.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. The reason that I know of snake handling churches is because of National Geographic.
Oh, you do know that? Yeah.
I don't know if it was the same show, but I do remember seeing like their story.
It probably was. So there's this church that I don't think we have the time or the energy to go into why it's wrong, but they use Mark 16.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the end of Mark, where it's like debated whether or not it's canon. Mm-hmm. You know, or whether or not it's part of the actual Bible, or if it was added later. But they think it was part of the original Bible, talking about like, you know, we've got the Great Commission from Matthew 28, and oh my goodness,
I thought it was Zimpok.
No, that's my. I got something wrong in my chest. I like every now and then I just can't breathe for like 20 seconds, and I have like a knot in my chest. I'll probably die someday from it, but.
That was really dark.
But to be present, absent, to be, you know.
Paul.
So anyways, like this Mark 18 or Mark 16 talks about like Jesus giving another commission of like, oh, you're going to go, you're going to handle serpents, you're going to drink poison, all that stuff, and it's not going to affect you. Well, this guy... They take the snake handling part really seriously. Like, they go and catch their own snakes and handle them during service. And, like, I watched a video of their service, and, like, they have, like, glass bottles that, like, are, like, they pour, like, alcohol, like, rubbing alcohol into it, and it's just on fire the whole time. And they're just, like, waving a flaming bottle around. Mm-hmm. One guy is literally holding onto a snake the whole time, like, shaking it around, putting it around his neck and all that stuff.
It was dead.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be perfect church for you, Devin. Snakes... Kentucky,
KFC,
chicken,
death.
But
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
KFC will give you the runs.
I love KFC.
But but so I was there's this almost like a blooper, and they have all sorts of like kind of whack theology about it of like if you get bit by a serpent and you suffer and you're in pain for a long time, there's something wrong in your life, unconfessed sin or you're not waiting for God's timing or something, you know, vague and general like that. So essentially, if you get bit and you and it's not like the Apostle Paul, then something's wrong with you. And this pastor handling a snake, and there's videos of it. He's like shaking this thing around like Indiana Jones with his whip.
And this thing's alive, right?
It's a live snake. Wow. It's a rattlesnake. And so he's talking about like, oh, God's a healer, you know, all that stuff. And he's holding the snake, and he looks away. And as he looks away, the snake bites down right here.
Mm.
And he rips it off. And
see, that's rule number two. Don't rip it off. Just pry it off. If you tug, it's going to get
deeper. Dude, the very next second, there is blood all down his shirt.
And this is live?
This is live. Like, oh, wow. This is like in their Sunday service. And he's like, immediately he goes into, God's going to heal me. God's a healer. I'm not scared. And then he pauses. And he says, someone take the snake. Someone take this. And he hands off the snake. And he's just like standing there jumping around and all that. And then eventually he puts his hands on his knees and he's like gasping for breath and like. And they're like continuing, like they're just playing music in the background. And a couple of the friends, like the guy who catches the snake and all that, take him out there or take him outside. And he's like, just let me die. Just let me die. Just let the Lord take me. Suffering, believe it or not.
Wow.
It wasn't a painless bite. He survived, made a recovery, claims to not have gone to the hospital, but
had to.
Yeah.
I'll give you $20 if you can guess this. If you can guess this correctly, guess how his dad, the former pastor, died.
Snake bite.
Hey, they're in service.
Can I have the money? I really need the money.
Sorry, I have a child.
His dad died of a snake bite from a service.
Wow, that's actually insane.
This is a thing. There are snake. It's like I think it started alongside the Pentecostal movement in like the 1900s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like the holiness movement of like, oh, once you're saved, you never sin again.
Which is not true.
1 John 1.
Hmm. Is that in the New Testament?
Wait, time out. If you're saved, you don't sin again, so you're sinless?
Yeah, they call it the second phase of sanctification, or sanctification, a big word for growing in Christ.
Sanctification.
Oh, that's what it is. Amen.
But they call it like complete sanctification or entire sanctification.
So, but I mean, wouldn't that just be like when we're united with Christ?
Yeah, it's the glorification of Romans 8. Yeah.
I don't get that.
You know, the golden chain, those that he predestined, he called, conformed, new, and then be glorified.
Well, they do it with Paul when he says, like, the things that I don't want to do are the things that I do. The things that I do want to do are the things that I don't do.
I think your first assumption is that they read their Bible.
Oh, yeah.
You can quote me on that. I don't care.
Yeah.
But at Jesus Juked, we're not afraid to receive some flack for our strong opinions. But yeah, there's the holiness movement, the Pentecostal movement of like miracles and all that stuff. But snake handling, there's been maybe like, you know, documents vary, but a lot of reporters have said that there have been like 100 verified snake biting deaths from churches, and it's mostly like the Appalachian region.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mostly I would
and like the Kentucky area. But go on.
I wouldn't be too weirded out if it was like, yeah, just my ball python that they're dancing around with because they're non-venomous.
I'm just glad you used venomous and not poisonous.
Non-venomous. So, like, you get bit by that. I mean, it's going to feel like a bee sting. I mean, it's not going to feel good. But you won't need to die.
Yeah.
Right. So, I had discovered that, and I did a deep dive into all this stuff. It was kind of mind-blowing. Mm. Pardon my voice crack.
The most you would get from a ball python is maybe an infection.
Hmm.
If it's not treated, just because it's a mouth of a snake.
You have a snake at home, don't you, Devin? Mm-hmm. What's your snake's name?
He's been to Christian's house once.
I hate snakes, man.
I hate snakes.
That's like the biggest.
Oh, and we have a gardener snake in our backyard too. Saw that. Pretty cool.
Gross.
Pretty cool thing. No, that thing is great.
There was one. So I used to work maintenance at the Bible College I almost said Baptist Bible, at Mission University. I used to work maintenance and I was like weed eating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my friends, he's now a missionary to South Africa. He accidentally weeded a snake. Like tore it to shreds, and he picked it up and put it in a bucket. And he walks over to me and he goes, "Hey, look inside the bucket." And I look, and I see the snake who's like it's still squirming and its organs are spilling out. And I fainted.
I
woke up on the ground like 3 seconds later.
Mm.
What did you do?
I can't. I'm like Indiana Jones. I can't do snakes.
Snakes are only bad if you're an idiot.
Well, like
a snake's not gonna come at you trying to get. I mean. A python from Florida, you know, man eater, sure, they can eat you. But like, a rattlesnake's not gonna come at you to bite you unless you step on it or you go near it.
Yeah.
My ball python's not gonna bite you unless you, essentially
you,
like, make
you
it
get
mad.
Close to a rattlesnake and it starts rattling. Yeah, you better not move.
Well, like the garden snake or what? Gardener, garden
snake.
Garden snake. Like, we had one in our house, and my mom and I both hate snakes. I took a brick. Just
man,
why?
I wish Eve would have done that in Genesis.
Yeah, that would have been fun. But why would you do? Why they help you?
I don't like snakes. And
the guard snake will eat a spider. That's like killing a rat snake. They eat your mice.
I'd kill a rat snake too.
Tell you what,
I'd kill any snake.
I never realized I had a fear of snakes until you're under like a mobile home doing plumbing, and you just hear a movement on the side, and you just see this big thing that is
slithering.
I don't even like. Worms. Like, hey, I mean, buddy. Just, like
worm, just a small snake, small headless snake.
Yeah, it's just slithering things.
It's unnatural.
I don't like it. It's evil.
It's evil. I think my fear of snakes is like the biggest outside of, you know, the fall. I think that's the biggest remnant of Genesis 3 in my life. I hate snakes.
I don't like spiders.
Well, it wasn't a spider that
I like Spider-Man.
I prefer snakes over spiders.
I've already done that.
Because snakes, you can essentially hear them. If you listen, you can hear them slithering. You can see them. Spider, you ain't gonna know. You ain't gonna know a brown recluse is crawling up your back and bites you. And what do you do then?
Well, then you become Spider-Man.
Shut up about Spider-Man, Link.
Wait.
Tubby man.
Wait, with great power comes great responsibility.
How'd you say it the first time?
I mixed it up.
Jeff, you had something for us.
Yeah.
What I have? Oh, my dream Friday morning. I don't know if it's Friday morning.
Did it have snakes in it?
Did it have snakes in it? No.
Okay.
Did not.
Lovely.
This may not be biblically correct.
We're all blind now.
But I had a dream Thursday night about the rapture. And it's no joke. I'm not kidding.
I bet he was like, it's going to happen.
I don't remember the full dream. I remember pieces of it. It may not be biblically correct. It was just weird to me, and I woke up with my heart racing. I remember being on Earth, and all of a sudden, sirens were going off. It wasn't trumpets. It was sirens. And then I'm getting lifted up, and I remember being above the earth, standing before God, asking God if this is real. And he says, yes, my son, this is real. And it was just the whole earth being destroyed and sirens going off. And it scared the crap out of me. It was weird. That's all I remember.
Man, that's creepy. Jeff, you should go. Man, if that happens soon, I'm going to find you in heaven. Like, dude.
Yeah.
How did you know? Like, that's crazy.
Well, like, I just like that, like, you're honest enough to say, God, is this real?
I wasn't even controlling the dream. It was just what happened.
That's probably what I'd say if I
imagine.
What if you would have said like, "No, stupid, you're dreaming."
Dude, that would have been like, "Dang it!"
Have you ever had those dreams where like in your dream you realize you're dreaming?
Yes.
Lucid dreaming.
I do that. Mm-hmm. I do that all the. I can have lucid dreams.
You know what I hate? Like, I don't ever lucid dream. I sleep like a rock, so I don't really. I hardly ever remember. Don't say a word about anything about a rock. I can make a fat joke.
Pretty cool country.
You're definitely not a pebble, that's for sure.
Anyways, what I hate is like when you're having a scary dream, and for some reason you can't run. Like,
oh my,
like
God.
You can do the motion, but you're like, oh, why?
Or if you're in a fight and you can't even move your arms.
Yeah.
It's just like, yes. Are you serious?
Like,
no, I'm getting.
It's like trying to run through Jello.
Yeah, it sucks. You're like, I want to run. I'm motioning that I'm running, but I'm not really moving.
So Blake. Put on your coat of many colors.
That's back
home. I'm colorblind, so it's...
That's back home.
Oh. And interpret Jeff's dream for us.
Oh, interpret, huh?
Interpret, yeah.
Oh, okay, boy. Well, I mean... oh, it goes back to what we were talking about this morning.
You know, small cow eating the big cow.
Oh, yeah, Joseph.
That's why I said...
Interpret the dreams. I see now.
And many colors.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was obvious.
It's all connecting. No.
Bible college student, by the way.
Hi, guys.
Well, we're... Well, I also told Christian.
Now, hang on. This is where I speak. This is where I'm interpreting. yeah, living light of eternity, man. You know, I mean, Christ is coming back.
That's a Jesus juke right there.
That is. That's actually what I like. We literally talked about that this morning in high school. So just living light of
eternity. Wait, you talked about your dream this morning?
No. Dude,
the only person I told about it this morning
me
is Christian.
Every time you speak. You didn't even pay attention to my high school lesson.
I did.
I worked so hard on it.
I literally wrote everything down.
What did I talk about?
War.
We filled in the blanks.
Yeah. Oh, and the five.
Did you have him color a picture too?
Yes. And they didn't. Even, he didn't even color in between the lines.
You want to see? Where's my? I don't got my book. I remember.
We talked about living in light
and
of
eternity.
And
then he said, yeah, we're going to have some verses in Revelations. And he was like, but David, I'm not teaching Revelation because I'm dumb. I'm
not qualified.
He's been on, like, my butt.
Dude, you know what? Like, I understood, but I have never really been taught Revelation. And I'm not going to try myself because I would be gone. The one time Pastor Nate, mm-hmm. went through Revelations, it was on Wednesdays.
It was confusing.
Yeah. And I was in the youth room every single Wednesday.
And learning about John instead.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole like theme of the book is just living in light of eternity, but there's so many details of what the end is going to look like that people get caught up in that.
You're talking about Revelation or Sunday school?
Revelation.
Oh, okay.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't like fully walked through the book, but...
Man, if I knew Revelation enough to explain it well, I'd be the smartest theologian on earth. Because you can have 10 people read Revelation and have 11 different interpretations.
Oh, yes. Because there's so many symbolism.
A lot of symbolism, a lot of reference back to like Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people read Daniel past the lion's den, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go. I was talking to Jeff about that. Like, we know the main stories of the Bible. Like people know about David and Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
know about David and Bathsheba.
Yeah.
People know a little bit about like David replacing King Saul. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't know about like David and Absalom,
mm-hmm. like the lesser known stories,
like the latter half of each book.
Yeah.
But explain it to us.
Oh, the dream. Well, I mean, living life with eternity, man.
I don't know.
I keep going back to.
It was just weird to have that sort of dream. Now, I will say, we were supposed to have a like a blood moon or something Friday morning. I don't know if you guys ever heard anything about that.
Yeah, too.
Like the lunar eclipse.
Yeah, and there's a Bible verse in Joel that explains how you're supposed to be. Yeah, before the Lord would return. I saw that night before I went to bed, and then I had that dream, so it was kind of weird to me.
Maybe you're dreaming now.
Maybe we're in a simulation.
Hey, Jeff.
Yo.
Wake up. There was one Sunday morning. I was like 15.
We're going to freak him out. He's going to start crying.
Well, dude. So
when I was a kid, when I had like nightmares and stuff. No, I'm interrupting him like you'd interrupt me. So when
you have to start talking first for me to interrupt you.
So When I had nightmares when I was a kid, the only way I can get myself to wake up, not kidding, was to blink really, really fast, and I would wake up. It was weird.
How do you blink in your sleep?
I'm so glad he interrupted me for that.
Yeah, that was like literally useless information to me.
I don't know. It's just strange.
I've seen a guy blink so hard he could blow out a match.
What is your favorite Christian movies?
Oh, like The Chosen.
That's a TV show, not a movie.
Got him.
Just
I like Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark.
Is that a movie?
Is that with Steve Carell?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That's not a Christian
movie. Got a Noah's Ark in it.
Steve Carell.
Nobody better say Bruce Almighty.
Yes.
Wait, what is it? It's Bruce Almighty, and then what's the one with Steve Carell? I haven't seen the one with Jim.
Evan Almighty.
Almighty. God is for real? The kid got bit by a spider?
That's Spider-Man.
No. You don't ever seen it?
God's Not Dead.
Oh, God's Not Dead's a good one.
The first one's good. After that,
no. I think it's called God is for real.
Explain.
God is real. There's this kid who's gets bullied in school and stuff, kind of like Blake did, but he
just needling you.
I'm sorry, Blake.
But this kid got sick, and he ended up dying, and he pretty much had a Jeff moment. Where he was dead.
Oh, I did see that movie.
Where he was dead, but he was dreaming, and he said what Jeff said. Yeah, is this for real? And he was like, yeah. And then he asked him, there was like three or four angels there, and he was asking him questions, and then he asked him, we will rock you. And then
the song?
God laughed and said, shoo. And he shooed, and he woke up.
I thought you were going to say shoo, go to hell.
No.
And like the kid went to hell?
No.
That'd been wild.
But that's horrible. That is, I think, a Christian movie.
I've never heard of this. I have a bone to pick with like those types
of movies. I also like Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yeah, the movie he's talking about, I didn't agree with. I think there was like some theological.
Every
Okay, shut up, Blake.
Every book or movie about like, oh, I died and I went to heaven for 30 minutes. Every one of those, if you read them, the heaven and the experiences, they all differ.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them can be right if they all differ from
each
other.
So it's probably just their oxygen-deprived brain.
It has to be. I mean, like, the biblical answer is they're not in heaven yet.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't. The soul wasn't in heaven. Maybe the heart was beating, but in God's, you know, sovereignty and God's control of everything, he knew that that wasn't
when
that wasn't when God had ordained for that person to die. Mm. So I don't buy into those. Oh, I died and went to heaven, and here's what it.
Well, means. Yeah, this movie was based on, it said, based on true events.
Yeah, disagree.
My favorite Christian movie is I Can Only Imagine.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's one of my favorites.
That's a really good one.
I like Noah's Ark.
That one made me cry a little bit.
Going back to it.
That's a good movie.
I Can Only Imagine.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that song and I love the movie. It was good.
Or Jeremy Camp's movie, like his story was really good too.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, what movie is this?
Jeremy Camp.
What's like his famous song, Jeremy Camp?
I don't know, man.
Dirt on My Boots.
Gotta leave dirt on. Nope, that's country song.
Who sings that?
Tom.
Nope. John.
Artie.
I think so.
Yeah.
I have a deep cut that I would guarantee 99% of people listening, including you three, have never heard of.
I beg to differ.
Thief in the Night.
Good movie.
I've heard of Thief in the
Night. Never seen it.
Like a thief in the night.
No, stop. Stop. No, don't even start that.
But have you ever heard
of it? You know what that song's about? That's crazy.
I just know it from
Thief
TikTok.
In the Night, huh?
Stop. I just know it from TikTok.
Wow.
Thief in the Night.
Yeah.
It's like the first part of a trilogy. There's Lord knows I won't know the other two. But it, you guys know Left Behind, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah.
Which one?
The original. Dennis Quaid?
Mm-hmm.
Or Randy Quaid?
I've seen that. The only one I've ever seen is the one with Nicolas Cage in it.
That was Ghost Rider.
No. You never seen The Left Behind with Nicolas Cage in it?
Yeah, with the horse that catches on fire.
Yeah, he's got the motorcycle, right?
No, you.
He's a skull for a face.
The sequel, National Treasure. I forgot about that one.
No. I'm being serious. There's a Left Behind movie with Nicolas Cage in it.
What?
He's trying to talk to you. Being serious.
I'm being serious. There's a movie called Left Behind with Nicolas Cage in it. And
oh, is that where the world ends?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Oh, is that where the meme comes from where, like, the world's ending and he's driving?
No, that's a different movie.
Favorite Nick Cage movie?
He's flying a plane.
Yeah.
He's a pilot. Treasure.
And did the plane catch fire and turn into
when he,
skeleton?
No.
My gosh, dude.
Would Nick Cage have to be the pilot
Sorry,
or just a passenger for an airplane to turn Ghost Rider?
I guess
he has to be the driver.
Yeah, I mean, he just has to be
He has to have his hands on the wheel.
Well, but it's Ghost Rider, not Ghost Driver.
But he's riding.
Have you ever seen the second one?
If I sit in a plane, I'm not driving, but I'm riding in a plane.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah, not driver.
Yeah, but like when you're driving, if he turns on autopilot, then he's just riding. So it comes to Ghost Rider too.
In the second one,
Snake Eyes.
He takes over one of those big, like, just what are they called?
Crane?
The crane with the big ball on it.
Would a crane turn into a?
It did.
It did.
It turned fire.
No way.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
That's in the second.
You made a second one.
Yes.
Yeah, you know he's coming to Marvel Rivals.
Nick Cage.
Why'd you do that afterwards?
We are also recording. By the way, I know my favorite. I have two, and they're series, and they're Christian-ish. Lord of the Rings and Narnia.
Lord. Yeah.
Of the Rings. I don't know where the rings come into play.
No, Narnia's a banger.
Yeah, Narnia, God was a...
And I know bangers.
Let's wrap this thing up.
That's his actual name,
though.
Let's
wrap it up. Shut up, Jeff.
Like, you should
have. Well, thank you for joining.
Do you want to take a sec? Go for it.
No.
Go.
Take a sec.
Do it. You just did it.
Well, thanks for joining us. Wow, just us four idiots here talking about Jesus, talking about the Bible, and our favorite movies. Go Nick Cage.
Join us next week. What a great outro.
Good job, Blake.
Join us next week, same time, same place. Like us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Cut it. That's it.
No, I created it.
End it.
Someone's gonna say something.
Yeah.
I created those accounts last week. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Give us a follow, like, and subscribe. 5 stars wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hit that bell.
Hit that follow button.
Smash that like button.
Let's go.
Thank you for joining us on the intersection in the Venn diagram between silly and devotional. You can see us in that same intersection next time on the Jesus Juke podcast. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye. See you later.